a chip shop. It was a wonderful place to grow up. It's only now I realise how painfully ordinary High Wycombe is as a town. It's grey, plain, and its big selling point is that it has a chair museum. Before we moved to Haslemere, we lived on Walton Drive, which is a bit nearer Wycombe town centre. And before that, we briefly lived on a military base in Uxbridge. If Walton Drive sounds familiar to you in any way at all, it may be because some terrorists were arrested during a raid there a couple of years ago. They'd been planning on bringing down various aeroplanes around the world, literally two doors down from our old house. My mum has a habit of adding personal drama to situations, simply because we may have been somewhere once. "Can you believe it?" she said at the time. "Terrorists, two doors down from our house." "But it's not our house, is it, Marg?" Dad corrected. "It was, 27 years ago. That's quite a lot of time that's passed since we lived there." "Still," Mum said, "makes you think, doesn't it?" I never realised the sacrifices Mum and Dad made for us growing up. Dad played saxophone in the RAF band, and so he and his young family were allowed to live for free on the military base. Pretty much all of the other musicians in the force lived there, but Dad's never been one to follow the crowd. He decided quite early on that he didn't want us growing up on the base, and then stuck to it adamantly. He wanted us to experience different people from different backgrounds, instead of living in what I think he saw as the very insular, blinkered and barricaded life on a Royal Air Force base. Living off-base meant finding the money to buy their own house, so Mum and Dad scrimped and saved to try and make it work. Dad worked all over the shop, teaching clarinet and saxophone to local kids in the back rooms of our house or at local schools. But when it came to the crunch, and they needed to find money for a deposit, there still wasn't enough there. So Dad sold the one thing he owned of value, his beloved saxophone. It meant he would have to use one of the ones in the band room, which he hated doing, but he did it. For us. Mum told me a few years ago that when we moved a second time from Walton Drive to Haslemere, when my little sister Ruth was born, that they looked at their finances and realised they had £25 a week more going out of their account than they had coming in. When you're young, you don't really take these things on board. It's just life as you know it. We would holiday in a borrowed caravan at a farm in Devon. Sounds quite romantic, doesn't it? A Devon farm. Conjures up images of something out of Lark Rise to Candleford. The farmer with his big bushy beard, wandering around aimlessly chewing on a piece of corn. The farmer's wife, filling the air with the scent of her freshly baked bread as she waves the free-range geese out of the back door of the thatched cottage. Well, I can officially tell you that the farm we holidayed at was nothing like this. The nicest and most polite way I can describe it to you is that it was, frankly, a shithole. A half-brick, half-corrugated iron building set in the middle of a muddy wasteland with a 9x5-foot concrete swimming pool that was filled with cold hose water. How's about that for romantic? One year we went, there was another family camping on the site. Dad got talking to the dad of the other family and it turned out they weren't on holiday as such. They were living on the site. Forever. I keep expecting them to turn up on a Channel 4 documentary when the daughter gets married. But however much I'm doing it down, I have to say that I remember those holidays so fondly. Sitting in the caravan playing cards while the rain poured down outside, swimming in the ice-cold pool, cycling around the muddy countryside, believe it or not, they were happy times. I guess we were a fairly ordinary family, though I'm not sure ordinary actually exists when it comes to families. No family is ordinary, but when it's your own, and it's the only one you know, everything feels very natural, like life couldn't be lived any other way. I grew up thinking that nothing we did as a family was particularly different. It's only now I realise quite how different it was. You see, every single Sunday, we would wake up, put on uniforms, go to church in Wycombe Town Centre, and march through the streets playing brass instruments. I know. And I thought this was completely normal. We didn't do it for our own amusement. We were all fully signed up members of the Salvation Army. Mum grew up in a Salvation Army family. And when she met Dad and they fell in love, Dad found God and joined the army too. The Salvation Army is a wonderful yet complicated organisation. First and foremost, it's a church. But it's also a charity that helps many people in need around the world.